Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily, part of the Talking Tesla podcast. It is Monday, May 20th. That's right, Monday, May 20th. I got it right again. Look at me. Thank you very much. Hey, you know, we do a big show. It's called Talking Tesla. It's the big show. We do it with Robert and Tom and myself, and it's a bit of a good time, bit of fun. And one of them we make free, but one we make just for our patrons that are helping support the show, to put this out every day, to put a couple of big shows out every month. And if you're not a patron, you're going to miss out on some of that content. And it was a two-hour show we laid down over the weekend. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Two-hour show. It was a lot of fun. And let me just clip in here the last sort of minute or two. We've just been talking about how SpaceX is about to send up, you know, all of these rockets, 60 satellites in a Falcon 9, and then it degenerates from there, and then the show ends. And then I'll come back and tell you about one other story. Here we go.
But he's going to launch 160 rockets to give us all internet.
Yeah, until they're run by methane.
He's got a company that's doing the carbon offsets called Tesla.
True that.
You think the Tesla is the carbon? I'd love to hear that math. Like, does one launch of the Falcon Heavy offset like a year's worth of Tesla driving?
Why don't we do the math for the next show? Because this show's over 2 hours.
What?
And I'm done.
You're done?
If you're done,
I'm done, because I refuse to continue to talk about this without you.
I think it's time to have an impossible burger.
That's impossible.
That's a great idea. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Talking Tesla.
What?
This is for you, the patrons. Thank you very much for helping us out. Tell your friends. If you tell two friends and they tell two friends and they tell two friends, it could actually be the same two people when you think about it.
And if your friend has a birthday coming up, instead of buying them some cheap plastic thing that's going to end up breaking in the long run, buy them a subscription to Talking Tesla Patreon version.
And
that is
anybody
a genius idea.
Who subscribes as a Patreon at the $1,000 a month level, besides being insane, Mel, who is also insane, will personally call the person of your choice and sing happy birthday Marilyn Monroe style.
In a Scottish accent.
Exactly.
While wearing a diaper. Okay.
No one cares about the diaper. You didn't even need to throw in that last part.
Well, you know,
I had him on the hook. I was just reeling him in. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now, but how do you do
happy
that?
Happy birthday.
But you have to do Mr. that with Marilyn Monroe.
I'll do it. Happy birthday.
Make it sexier.
To you, mate.
This show's done.
Let's stop talking, Tesla.
So if you love the show, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't, if you love the show, go and become a patron and help us out so that we can continue to produce this for the years and the years ahead. Now, let's do an article here. And this one is from Teslarati, and therefore you know it's going to be by Simon Alvarez. And the title of this is Tesla Starts Supercharger V3 Production in Gigafactory 2 Exceeds Employment Goals in New York. The first part of this article is about how New York gave Tesla a whole bunch of tax credits, but they said you've got to have like 500 workers working in the New York area by April. And they actually exceeded that, and it looks like they're going to exceed all of those goals going forward. Now, Gigafactory 2, if you remember, is all about the solar panels, and specifically it's about the solar tiles. And they've decided they're going to do V3 production there. They're going to put together the V3 superchargers and then send them around the world and install them, which is good. So this is a statement that we got from them, from the Teslas, and it said this: in addition to scaling production of solar roof, Tesla is also diversifying its presence in Buffalo by manufacturing and assembling supercharger and energy storage components, at Gigafactory 2. We're committed to investing in Buffalo and the state, and the new power electric lines will deliver more high-tech jobs while supporting Tesla's energy storage products and global supercharging infrastructure. So Elon has said this is the year of solar roof and this is the year of Powerwall. Another way to read this is that they have extra capacity at Gigafactory 2 because they are just not selling, as we've talked about on Elon Daily in the past. They're just not selling very many of these solar roofs. Now, that could be because they're production constrained. They just haven't got it right yet. It's taking them too long to install, and they're just trying to get it all, you know, get their act together, as it were. Or it could be, as I've suggested, that maybe this thing is just too much money up front, that I want to put a roof on, and that's $20,000. And if I'm going to put a solar roof on, it's going to be $40,000, $60,000. There's a big difference. Now, I don't know the numbers exactly. Over the life of that product, it's going to be less expensive because it's going to make your electricity. But that upfront cost, I think, is going to be their biggest problem. So we'll see when you can actually go onto the website and configure stuff up and get some numbers. We'll know. Now, speaking of V3, mates, I went down to the Hawthorne Supercharger. So Hawthorne is near LAX here in California. It is where the Tesla Design Center is. It's where SpaceX is. And if you ever get a chance, if you ever fly into LAX, then make sure you drive past there because there's a couple of interesting things to see. There is a big Falcon rocket, and it's got its fairings and stuff out, and it's really impressive to see up close. There's also a Hyperloop pod of about, I don't think it's 3/4 of a mile long. That's always fun to see. And there's also a supercharger right next to the design studio. So I went in there because they have V2 superchargers, but they also have, theoretically, the new V3 superchargers. And I looked around, and I didn't see anything that said V3, but I found two superchargers that are separate from the other six or eight that are there that had a much thinner cord. And Robert, who is very smart, tells me that that is a thinner cord for the V3 supercharger. So I plugged in. I didn't really need to charge. I had about 200 miles on my Tesla, and it has a capacity of 325. So I had about 325, two-thirds full. So I plugged in, and I would expect at that state of charge that I would get, like, you know, 75, 100 kilowatts, maybe a little bit more for a little while and then for it to dip down. But I got 28 kilowatts, thank you very much. Now, every other store was full, but there are also big batteries that are attached to this thing. But what's up with that? Is it because everything else was full and I was there second on that bollard and the other person was getting all the charge? But 27 is terrible. I stayed for about 5 to 10 minutes. It didn't get any better. And if that's a V3 supercharger, they haven't turned it on because that thing was slow. Not just slow, pathetic. I'm glad I didn't need charge. I just sort of walked around a little bit, took a few pictures, hopped back in the car and took off. But what's happening with these V3s? When are we going to see them? I want to see some V3 supercharging. Thank you very much. The other things that we did over the weekend, well, we didn't do it, Robert did it because he does all the work, is look at all of the other Tesla podcasts, and there's a lot of them, and I want to tell you about them. I want to tell you about them because you might find something in here that you really like, and we're all about getting the word out, not just of our podcast, but all of the podcasts, but all the energy podcasts and the such. So in terms of Tesla podcasts, there's the Tesla Show, which is one of my favorites. It used to be weekly, and then it went monthly, much like us, and then it went sort of quarterly, so I don't know exactly where the guys are at, but it's a really good show. Then there's the Tesla Daily, which is a daily podcast, just like Elon Daily. There's Ride the Lightning. There's Talking Tesla, of course. There's the Tesla Tidbits Show, the Tesla Owners Online Podcast. Flipping the page, one moment, please. The My Tesla Podcast, Kinky Geeks. Not sure if that is a Tesla podcast. There's Plug Your Ride Tesla Podcast. There's Tesla The Life and Times Podcast. Maybe that's just about the guy himself. Kilowatt, a podcast about Tesla. Couple of ones I don't know. There's Tesla Roadster. I don't know. I haven't listened to a lot of these. I will. I promise. Tesla News Topics Podcast. One that's just called Tesla. Then there's the Tesla Roundtable that tried to steal our name back in the day. The Tesla Frequencies. I'm not sure that is actually one. Not a Boring Tesla Podcast. Thinking Deeper about Tesla. Then so there's some other foreign language ones which I won't even say because I'm not sure if they're really Tesla podcasts. 10-minute Tesla Talk Time with Tyler. The Life and Times of Nikola Tesla, Tesla Coil, Tesla Side Chat, Legacy and Tesla. So go onto iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcast and just put in Tesla or EVs and you'll find that it is quite robust. We believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we believe that Talking Tesla was the first Tesla podcast. Not the best, maybe not even the most popular, but we were the first. First in being average. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Mel Herbert. This is Elon Daily, part of the Talking Tesla podcast. We will speak at you in the morrow. Herbert out.